America. What are they trying to say? That they're losers? And what's with this cactus business?
How can a group of people be so obsessed with telephones? With telephones? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. What's fascinating about a telephone? Normal people use telephones to call people. They don't obsess over them. No. Get a life, phone losers! They have a ridiculous YouTube account where they post immature prank calls and idiotic contests. It's the dumbest thing ever! Who watches this crap? For 20 years now, they've been doing the same old stupid shtick. They think they're hackers, but they couldn't hack their way out of a paper bag! Cactus. 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 I watched Richard Cardo's YouTube videos, and you know what? It all adds up. It makes sense. I think they did it. They even have a live call-in show on Cacti Radio. Maybe I'll give them a call this week, but I don't think those idiots are going to like what I have to say. Playing on the telephone is for kids. These aren't kids. They need to grow up, get a life, find girlfriends, and find jobs. They really are losers.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. It's Arby. I'm doing a live show. I'm really out of practice for live shows. It's been a couple weeks, so probably gonna mess up things here. But it's October 14th, 2014. Live show time. I don't have a lot planned. I was just kind of gonna go through the requests. I marked a bunch that were for landlords. People have been sending me their landlords to call. So that sounds like fun. Call some landlords. Too loud. This show is sponsored by Buster Casey. Buster Casey is the next person on the list of sponsors. So you're the sponsor, Buster Casey. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Supporting the show and all that crap. A live show, so bad things are bound to happen. It's all going to be Buster Casey's fault. Starting with this clip. I want to play a clip before I start anything. I'm just kind of going to go through the notes here and do a few things. But Evan Hildebrandt sent me this thing through email. Thanks, Evan. It's because a lot of people were asking me about this because I talked about it in the last show or maybe the show before the last show. But it's where Carlito calls NORAD. Calls the, I guess DS gave Carlito the phone number on Christmas Eve of the Santa Claus hotline, where you call up the military and they tell you where Santa is in the sky because they're tracking Santa all night. That's like a real thing. They really do that. But he gave me the link to the show, told me it starts at 49 minutes in. This is the 2012... December Christmas Eve show by me and Carlito and a bunch of other people. I'm supposed to scroll to 49 minutes. Let's see if
you may want to visit us online for exciting Santa updates at www.noradsanta.org.
I love it.
www.
I want to call later and say Santa didn't visit my house.
This is short. That's pretty funny, though.
Thank you for...
NORAD Track Santa, this is Sergeant Mesa. How may I help you?
Yeah, Sergeant Mesa, this is Looking Glass.
All right, sir, how can I help you?
This is good. Confidence is high.
Oh, yeah.
We have three inbound tracks from the Soviet Union. Impact points. What is your state of readiness, please?
NASA's calling again?
This is Looking Glass. What is your status, please?
Sir, I believe you're calling the NORAD Track Santa site.
Yeah, exactly. This is NORAD, and I'm Looking Glass, and I'm carrying out an order, an executive order from the Commander-in-Chief. We have three impact points, three incoming tracks from the Soviet Union. Can I have a confidence level report, please?
God, this is horrible.
Now, is this real world?
Yeah, I need a confidence level report, please.
Will you hold for 1 second, sir?
Okay.
Hello?
This is a horrible idea, Carlita.
Oh, I'm gonna
You're
going to
start a nuclear war, and it's going to be our fault.
Oh, shit.
You're going to die.
We are at DEFCON 1.
I just placed...
Okay, that's pretty much it. I don't remember if the guy comes back or not. I know there was a bunch of holding, and when I was listening to this yesterday, I was bored and just turned it off. But yeah, that was NORAD asking Carlito if this is real world. Good job, Carlito, almost starting a nuclear war 2 years ago on Christmas Eve. Good times, good times. Hopefully me and Carlito are going to do some more shows soon. I don't know, it seems like the last 2 years me and Carlito have done Christmas shows. Wait, maybe we forgot last year, but no, we need to do another Christmas show together. We had fun. We got a clerk, well, Carlito got a clerk to kick customers out of the store for no reason. Told them not to come back. Get out and don't come back, she said. Family tradition, Dust Bernadette. I'd like to remind everyone that Gilmore is a motherfucker. Gilmore from the chat room. He can't listen, so, I can say anything I want about Gilmore, and there's nothing he can do about it. Or, I mean, he's not going to know about it. So, everyone in the chat room, don't let on. Tell Gilmore you love him. And Arby's being really nice. Make sure you tell him that, so he's not suspicious. But, yeah, fuck you, Gilmore. Fuck you and your mother. Stupid Gilmore. Thanks, Dust Bernadette. That's perfect. Dust Bernadette says, thanks for sponsoring today's show, Gilmore. And Gilmore's like, what the fuck? But everyone just occasionally say crazy things related to Gilmore. and everyone in the chat room just kind of agree. Go along with it. And just make Gilmore think this is going to be the show that he shouldn't be missing. It'll be hilarious. Okay, so in my prank call request email, I've started making subdirectories, and I now have one called Tenants from Hell, and it has approximately 10 emails in it right now of requests that have been sent to me from people for me to call their landlords. You guys are the best. Okay, I'm reading the chat room, sorry. I'll start with the most recent one, which is August 30th. That's how behind I am. That's the most recent of the landlord calls. So my other prank requests are even earlier than that. Really, I should just give up on this whole prank request thing and take down the form, because I can't keep up with these. This one's in the Chicago area. This guy named Effie. He says, can you mess with my old landlord? His name is Mulletin Jevtik, and here are his numbers. And thanks for the request, Effie, but you forgot a little something. You forgot to tell me where the apartment's located. You forgot to tell me the apartment number range, so I know what apartment to say I'm from. So I guess I will Google these numbers real quick. Number one does not pull up any apartment complex. There's three numbers. He doesn't really tell me what any of these numbers are. Okay, this one's for a realty group, but doesn't say anything about what apartment it is. Let's try number three, which is in a completely different area code in Chicago. Nope, nothing. Oh my gosh, the chat room. Okay, so yeah, I have nothing to go on this one. Nothing at all. Thanks for nothing, Effie. But I'm going to call it. I'm just going to see what happens. I should remind everyone that if you're in the Mixlr chat on Mixlr.com/prankcallnation, that's the hobo chat. That's the poor people chat. You don't want to be in there because that's just the dumb chat. Nobody chats in there. If you're in there and you're seeing like a message pop up every couple minutes, that's because nobody chats in there. Everyone's in the IRC. So don't be in the Mixlr. Go to prankcallnation.com/chat. And, you know, it's a pretty exclusive chat room. It's hard to get in. Gotta wait for Enigma or I think maybe Mr. Clay to approve you. But it's worth the wait. Don't plan on getting in anytime soon, but maybe if you try hard enough. I don't know. You're supposed to go to pound help to be allowed access or something. I don't know. The instructions are on the screen. Good luck, everyone. But that's the good chat room. Don't be a hobo. Stay out of the Mixlr. Don't be in there like I am. I'm not watching it. Okay, so first landlord prank. Nothing to go on here. If anyone has any ideas. Landlords, Dust Bernadette. Landlords, goddammit. Listen up. Open your ears, jerky. Ah. All right. Number one was a fax machine. Thanks, Effie. Let's try phone number two.
Hello?
Hello, this
yes.
Hi.
Hi.
That was weird. It's like you said yes before I even finished my sentence. That was crazy. It's like there's a delay or something. It's like I'm on, G-Ads Mixlr or something, because he always has that weird delay problem.
Okay, this is Tom Dudzinski, Illinois Star Realtors. Can I help you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm a tenant of yours here at the apartments.
You're a tenant of mine?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. This is the number that's on my fridge to call for an emergency. Did I get the wrong number?
Which apartment are you in?
The brown ones?
What?
The brown ones.
What's a brown apartment?
Don't be racist.
I don't.
Building.
Did you call me a racist? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. There's sort of a problem here at the apartments with the floor.
I am the last person on this planet to be called a racist. I didn't appreciate this.
I don't know who you are.
I know all my tenants. I don't recognize your voice. What is your name?
I didn't call you racist. I don't know where that came from. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just trying to... He hung up. Well, for having no information at all, that was pretty amusing. I think he hung up because I'm black. Because he's a racist. Now he's not going to pick up. Because he's racist. Not picking up is something a racist person would do.
Hello, and thank you for calling Illinois...
Nope.
We are helping people buy, sell, or keep their real estate is what we...
Okay, so he owns several apartments, apparently. I'm going to try one more time. I think he's too angry to deal with me now.
This is Tom, Illinois Star. Can I help you?
Hey, Tom. We got disconnected somehow when I was talking earlier about my emergency.
Yeah, and I asked you for your name, and I didn't hear your name. What is your name, sir?
It's Roy.
What is it?
Roy.
How do you spell your name?
R-O-Y.
Roy?
Roy, yes.
Roy, I don't believe you're my tenant. I do not have any tenants at the present time.
I'm subletting. I just sleep on the couch in the living room.
You subletting from whom?
Steve.
Who?
Steve.
Steve who?
I'm not sure of his last name. I think it is Who, like H-O-O. But I don't know if he's the leaseholder either. I mean, there's quite a few people living here, like sleeping on the floors and stuff.
That's why I asked you for an address.
Yeah.
Can you please give me your...
Well,
yeah.
Well, Steve's the one I'm paying. Like, I pay him rent. I pay him $35 a month to just for the couch.
This is weird. Can I have the address, please?
I don't know. I have a P.O. box. We're in the Brown Apartments, though, over on the north side.
I don't know what's a Brown Apartment. I don't own any Brown Apartments. Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't see
what's
Brown because you're not racist? Is that it?
Jesus Christ. There we go again. I do not own any apartments that are called Brown.
No, I mean the color brown. You know, like the side panel wall things?
No, I don't recall any apartment. No, I think you're calling the wrong number.
Did you hang up on me earlier because I'm black?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, because you said you're not racist and then you just hung up on me like a racist would.
No, I'm on my cell phone, sir.
Okay, it just seemed like a really convenient place for this call to drop.
What?
You racist.
Oh my God.
I know I'm not the leaseholder, but I don't get why you have to be like that. Because, you know, we're all human.
Can I have the property address, please?
I don't know the address. I use a P.O. box. I can give you my P.O. box number.
No. You said there is an emergency at the apartment. I need the address.
It's like the floor is kind of caving in. I think it's kind of given away underneath the carpet.
Sir, I need the address.
I can walk across it because the carpet's supporting my weight. But
sir,
I don't think...
Sir, what? I need the property address. We own and manage several properties. I don't know which property you're referring to. What's the property address?
Maybe if you gave me several of your addresses, I could say, yep, that's the one.
No. Please look up the address and call me back. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll just leave it. I'll put a dresser over it. All right. Oh, there is one more number from this guy. The one in the different area code. Maybe that's the actual apartment building. But it didn't come up on Google. They'll probably be better to talk to than that racist.
We're sorry. Your call cannot...
ZK2K says, admit that I can't read. I almost want to call him back now just to... I never learned how to read. No, I think I'll leave that guy alone. Thank you, Effie, for the submission, even though you didn't give me any information with it. Good first call. Thanks, Effie. When in doubt, call someone a racist. That's my motto. Here's one where someone didn't give me a number. He just gave me an idea. And he says, I think it would be great if you called an apartment complex and said you were looking to rent an apartment and sound legit for a little while. And then say I'm opening a restaurant nearby and you're going to use a lot of electricity because the apartment will be used as a massive freezer. That could be fun. So I think I'm definitely going to try that out. That's a prank request from Roy. Didn't I do something like that before, though? Didn't I say I had a big freezer for deer meat or something? So this next one is not from anyone, which is good, because I was just going to yell at them for not providing extra information. He gives me the apartment complex name and the phone number, and it says, these people recently took over a very nice apartment complex and have been cutting costs and shutting down services. Also, they're obnoxiously fake on the phone and should be fun to mess with. But there's no apartment number. Where's the apartment number? The number range.
Great Day at Boulevard Park Apartments. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm a tenant here at your apartments.
Yes, sir.
And I was just needed to ask a question about the electrical panel here.
The circuit breaker box?
Yeah, that's it.
Great. What can I help you with?
Oh, I just need to add a couple extra. I talked to the power company already, and they gave me a quote and everything. And they told me it would cost... they told me I need permission from the landlord to install the extra breaker boxes.
Okay. Could I make a recommendation? What unit are you in?
That's a question.
Could you tell me what unit you're in?
Oh, sure. 107. I'm sorry. That was just confusing the way you worded that.
I'm sorry. 107, and your first and last name?
Roy Thompson.
Okay. What I'm going to recommend is you submit something in writing to Vicki Pelton, the manager.
Okay. But I really wanted to get these breaker panels in this week.
I understand that, but it has to be reviewed by the manager as well as the maintenance team.
Okay.
If you want to install extra electrical circuits.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean just circuits. I mean actual panels. Like I want an extra 640 volts of electricity to come in.
And again, that would have to go through Vicki first.
Okay.
Do you need her spelling on her first and last name?
No.
Okay.
I'll just wing it.
And you want to add 600 and...
I think 660 volts is what it would be. Like three extra panels.
Okay.
And each one will have 20 breakers in each one. So an extra 60 switches.
And the purpose?
It's for my business. I run a restaurant here in town.
Okay.
I'm the owner of a restaurant. It's like a really small restaurant in downtown.
Do you want to fax it in?
Okay.
Are you ready for Vicki's fax number?
Sure. And, like, would I be able to ask Vicki also about paneling all the walls with metal? Aluminum?
You would also add that.
Okay, yeah. Like, basically, I'm going to wallpaper all of the walls with aluminum.
And again, that would also have to be put in writing. Could you tell me which property this is with?
Yeah, it's over on Colorado.
Colorado Boulevard.
49, I think. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And if you're ready for the fax number, it is 3084.
And
everything that you're requesting... needs to come to Vicki's attention first.
Okay, and are you guys going to pay for this then?
Again, that would be something you would request in writing.
Okay. Will you at least pay for to put all the aluminum all over all the walls and ceilings and the floor?
I am not authorized to give a yes or a no. That has to go through Vicki Pelton, the business manager.
Okay. Because I've already done it to one room. What was that?
That
oh
I
my
don't.
God.
Everything that you're requesting has to be done in writing.
Whoever just did that shouldn't be at work today. It sounds
okay,
like
thank
I'm pretty
you.
He probably has Ebola.
Oh, well, okay. So, everything that you would like to request needs to come in writing.
Why didn't she just answer the phones? If, like, I have to ask her everything anyway, like, why didn't she just pick up the phones and answer? Because, like, you don't...
She's like, currently out of the office.
What do you
Mr.
even do
Thompson.
There? What are you doing there if you can't answer questions? Like, why even pick up the phone? Why don't you just let the machine get it?
Feel free to fax your requests in writing, and I'll see that Vicki gets it.
Okay, well, good job avoiding the question. So is it okay to put walk-in freezers in my bedroom?
Obviously not.
Why is that obvious? Why would I ask it if it's obvious?
I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the call. If you would like to put your requests in writing, fax them over, they'll get delivered to the business manager right away.
If you're saying I can't do
thank
it, why
you.
Would I bother? Why do it? Why would I even fax that?
Thank you.
Why? Answer the question. You're so useless. God. Hey, Carlito. Ow. Did you hear that? I think Carlito has Ebola. Is it Ebola or Ebola? I've never said the word Ebola before. I don't watch the news enough to know how it's pronounced. I only read the news. Thank you, anonymous submitter, for that. Lady was useless. Oh, here's another idea. I still want to do the refrigerator idea thing, but here's another idea. No, never mind. I'm not doing this. This is a horrible idea. Claim you're a microbiologist who has brought home some viruses in a vacuum-sealed petri dish, but the dish is cracked and now the viruses are thriving in the aerobic environment and reproducing out of control. Claim that the entire apartment building will be contaminated within a relatively short period of time. Tell them the virus will cause an array of bizarre symptoms when a person is infected with it. What a great idea. Why wouldn't I do that? That's the best idea ever. Thank you, David Donaldson. I'm going to give his name. I'm going to give his full name for that one. So they can, you know, Homeland Security can arrest him for causing a outbreak scare thing. I could tell them I'm looking on my computer screen and I have projected a virus infection, and you know, the big red blobs start appearing all over the apartment building, just like in the movies. You know, that's what I'll do. I'll say it's on my computer screen. Yeah, I'm gonna delete that one. Sorry, I don't think I should do that. Stupid Gilmore for suggesting that. Gilmore, what the hell? Follow the rules. phonelosers.org/rules. Okay, next request. 7 of them left. No, 6 left. Bill Mann says, use the landlord, just not the idea. He didn't give me a landlord. He only sent me the idea. His phone number was 666666666, you know. Here's a request from Bolt McAction. Bolt McAction, he gives me a number. He says, I used to live in this complex while stationed... Wait a minute. No, never mind. While stationed in Maryland and even worked for them in my off... Should I even say this? Never mind. Blah, 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 blah. The whole place is run by the husband of the facility manager and was illegal as fuck. As we were all in the military and paid under the table, this place was nice but charged way too much and was snooty as fuck, even though we were surrounded on all sides by ghetto projects with just a fence keeping it out. Rap music, shots fired, drugs, etc. at all hours. If you have any ideas on tax fraud or misuse of government assets, it'd be hilarious to prank these people. The manager's name is... Their layout is... Okay, buildings are numbered 710 through 724. He gives me like a whole paragraph detailing like how the apartments are labeled. And it's a toll-free number, which is weird. I never call the ones that have toll-free numbers. So, freezer idea. You know, like, did you just hear the hang-up noise? That one I called before, it didn't hang up. So, I don't know if, like, the connection just didn't hang up or if she was sitting there listening to me the whole time. Oops.
Thank you for calling Annapolis Bay, a Berkshire community. For information about leasing one of our wonderful apartment homes, please press 1. If you are a current resident, vendor, or trying to reach the office for any other reason besides leasing information, please press 2. Thank you for calling Annapolis Bay, a Berkshire community. Please leave a message at the tone.
Aw, man, come on. Motherfuckers. Let me try again.
Thank you for calling Annapolis Bay, a Berkshire community. For information about leasing one of our wonderful apartment homes, please press 1. If you are a current resident, vendor, or trying to reach the office for any other reason,
hit 0.
That was an invalid response.
No.
Please make
hit 1.
Please hold. Our next available associate will be right with you.
Oh, this is going to be a call center.
This call may be recorded or monitored for business purposes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try and look up a number for this place that's not toll-free. Because Bolt McAction is a big dummy that gives me the toll-free number that's just a call center. Yeah, it's all they have. Why? Let me see what the options are one more time.
Thank you for calling Annapolis Bay, a Berkshire community.
Bolt Nick action.
For information about leasing one of our wonderful apartment homes, please press 1. If you are a current resident, vendor, or trying to reach the office for any other reason besides leasing information, please press 2.
I think I need to hit 2, but they're not picking
please
up at the
hold.
Office.
Our next available associate will be right with you.
And I tried 0, Bill
this
Man.
This call may be recorded or monitored for business purposes.
Quick, everyone say things about...
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Annapolis Bay, Berkshire Community. My name is Rafa. I can help you.
Is this a call center or is this the actual apartment building?
We're their answering service. We pick up when they don't.
Oh, balls.
Round, like soccer balls.
Yeah, that's or what I meant.
Yes, I like playing soccer, but not football. Football's a little more harder.
So do you have like an emergency maintenance number?
They did not give us an emergency maintenance number.
Oh, but it's an emergency. What do I do?
I would go to the... let's say they are a Berkshire community. So double-checking Berkshire. Let me see if they have a corporate office. Who would definitely know the maintenance number for the local office. One moment as I go through the corporate site for them.
Okay. Meanwhile, my roommate's trapped in the pit, but whatever.
The corporate number is 314-989-1890.
That's not even in the right city, though. It's a different state.
Yes, the management company has apartment communities for
all this red tape, and my roommate's dying.
If it's an emergency, I recommend calling 911.
No, because then they'll find our meth lab, so that's no good.
The corporate office...
And I meant balls like male genitalia, goddammit. Male genitalia. What do you think of male genitalia?
I actually don't think much about it.
Oh, okay.
No, the corporate office will have the number for maintenance for Annapolis Bay. Just give them a call.
Male genitalia.
914-989-1890.
Male genitalia. Goddammit. All right, well, thank you very much. I'll try that number then.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Wait, no, I hit redial. Damn it. So these apartments are in Maryland. He just gave me a St. Louis number. So this is pointless. Fucking Bolt McAction. Thank you for all the information, Bolt McAction. I would have liked to call this one. But no. Three more landlord pranks. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll get on Craigslist and do some more landlord pranks. Or I've got this other prank request, which I think is kind of amusing. I might give that a try. So let's do this request from Art. He wants me to call his apartment complex. These people are jerks, I tell ya. They are letting the apartment building fall apart and breaking the law in other ways, yet they keep increasing my rent. Anyways, before I move out, I think this would be great. I was thinking about telling them I live on the 17th top floor, and I'm contracting subleasing the roof above my apartment, since it's obviously part of my apartment, essentially my ceiling, to the government, so they can use it as a launch pad runway for their drones. Let them know you need more electric wiring for runway lights, telling them it's already in motion, but we're just letting them know in case they notice satellite dishes and antennas and air traffic on the roof. It'll be hilarious. And he was nice enough to tell me the way that the apartment numbers work. Apparently it's a really huge building, 17 floors. I'll start with satellite dishes and antennas, and then I'll move on to drones if they keep talking to me. Okay, so I'm going to say my name is Art Vandelay, and I live and try and get them to kick Art out of the apartment building. It'd be hilarious. It's not his real name, by the way, so don't try it, listeners.
Thank you for calling the Aspen.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at the Aspen House Apartments.
Uh-huh. What apartment you are?
I are 1705.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, I've been leasing antenna space on the roof to Verizon Wireless and AT&T Wireless and some government people. And they say they need me to wire up some high power electrical panels because I've got some.
Let me pass you with the office. But
well, who's this? Who are you?
I'm Jackie in front desk. Let me pass you with a manager or with a leasing consultant to talk about it.
So the person you're giving me to, will they care about things? Like, will they get emotional? Hopefully.
I think Ken is here around Michelle, so she can tell you some.
Okay, good.
Okay,
yay! Woohoo! I can't
wait. We have a beautiful outdoor swimming pool.
This is Roxanne. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at the Aspen House.
Okay.
And I just had some questions.
Okay.
I live up on the 17th floor, up on top.
All right.
And I've been leasing roof space to some wireless carriers because they've been putting antennas and satellite dishes up there and stuff.
Okay.
And, they're saying that, I'm unable to lease any more space because we've run out of electricity. Like, you know, we don't have enough power, so I need to get some new electrical panels installed in my apartment.
You have leased out space on the rooftop of our building.
Correct, yes.
To whom?
I have four clients right now. I have AT&T, Verizon, Sprint. I want to get T-Mobile up there, but we've run out of power. And then there's some government people. Oh. They're also leasing. They've got a satellite up there.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Roy.
And your last name?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that for me?
Gherbil.
Okay, hold on one second for me.
Okay.
Mini blinds, designer wallpaper in the kitchen, and 21-foot balconies with gorgeous panoramic views. Ooh. Stop in and see us. You'll never want to leave.
Panoramic views. I think pretty much anything would have a panoramic view, wouldn't it? A window would have a panoramic view. I could stand at my door and have a panoramic view.
Life is great at the Aspen. Our spacious apartments
feature hookups. Sit on my toilet and have a panoramic view of the bathroom.
We have a beautiful outdoor swimming pool, men's and women's saunas, a state-of-the-art fitness center, a social lounge and library, convenience store and dry cleaner on site.
Okay, sir, and you said you actually live here
on
the property?
Yeah, it's 1705. So, do you know, would you guys pay for the extra electrical panels, or is that something I'd have to pay for?
I am going to let you speak with our property manager. I don't see you on the lease for 1705.
Oh, yeah, well, the guy on the lease, that's my business partner. I'm the one that got him to start leasing all the space, but now I live here. I'm just not on the lease.
All right, hold on one second.
I sleep on so many couches.
We're glad you called the Aspen, the area's best address, and we will be back on the line with you in just a moment.
Jihad gave me a great idea from the calls he did this past week with political signs in people's yards. I want to tell tenants, I want to tell landlords that I'm going to be leasing space
to put
political signs up, like on the walls, maybe on the roof.
We invite you to rise above everything.
Gigantic political signs on the roof.
Northern Virginia.
I really want to do that soon.
Story high rise has everything.
Hi, this is Michelle, the property manager. How may I help you?
Hello, my name's Roy. I live in 1705.
Okay.
And I don't know. You're the third person I've talked to. Do I have to explain it all again then?
Well, she went into a little bit. We have a person, Charlotte, that lives in 1705, and we do not lease space to residents on the rooftop.
Yeah. Well, no, we're on the top floor, so the roof would be ours. But Charlotte's my business partner, and we've been renting out antenna space to cellular carriers so that people get better cellular reception here in the city.
Okay. But we're not looking to do that. We already have contracts with AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint, so we already have contracts with them in place and set up. We don't...
I know, but I have separate ones, and I've put a dish up there for the government.
Does the owner know of this?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to put it. You're not supposed to put a dish up on our rooftop. No, you can put it on your balcony, but not our rooftop. No, that's not your property.
Well, it's just the part of the roof right above my apartment. So that would be part of my apartment. That part of the roof.
Okay. Yeah, the dish is nothing that you can't go up on the rooftop. You can't do anything with the dish. If it's attached to where the balcony is, that's fine. But that's it.
Well, you're talking about like a little dish, like Dish Network or DirecTV.
Correct.
Yeah. No, this isn't for television. This is for, I don't know, talking to the space station or something. I don't know what they do with it.
But okay, well, you're not, legally, you're not supposed to have anything on our rooftop.
No, the government said it's fine, and I leased space from Verizon also. I mean, they're leasing space for me. It's for,
not on our rooftop, no.
Yeah, no, I'm already doing that. They said
no,
they have.
You're not allowed to do that on our rooftop at all. I mean, if I find out that it's there, we'll have it removed.
They said they have antennas up there already for voice, but these are like new antennas for data, like for their new data network.
Okay, you need to actually go through our corporate office, and they a signed lease needs to be done. You just can't just put something up on the rooftop and have it there. Well, that's illegal, and we'll have it removed from our top, of course.
It's not illegal. I looked into it, and I own the part of the roof that's above my apartment.
You don't own part of the roof. You're a renter.
Well, yeah,
you don't
I'm renting
any
it.
Of the rooftop.
I know.
And
I don't.
And you're not even on our lease contract, so you need to remove that immediately. Because I will have the maintenance guys go up and check it out. And if there's anything that does not belong to AT&T or Sprint that has a signed lease and they are paying to have their equipment there on the rooftop, a signed lease has to be done. So, yeah. No, you have to remove it immediately.
No, if you guys remove it, I'll have you arrested because that's government property.
It will be removed because you're illegally having it
there.
You'll
be arrested. You'll be thrown in Guantanamo Bay or something.
Okay, you need to remove it because you're not even on the lease. You're not even a resident here.
Well, it belongs to the government. They're just leasing the space. So if you mess with the government's stuff, you're going to be in trouble.
Okay, well, the government's not leasing any space from us because if they lease it, they have a signed contract.
They do with us, with me and Carol.
Well, you don't have a signed contract with us in the building, so that's illegal.
It doesn't matter. It's our space. We can do what we want with our space.
If it's in your balcony area, you can have it there, but if it's up, if it's attached to the rooftop, no.
So I can put antennas and satellites all over my balcony?
No, you can't. There's a stipulation.
You just told me I could.
Plus, you're not in the lease term. Sir, what are you asking us now? What are you asking for? Because I don't understand why you're calling, because now you have stuff stored on our building, and you're not even supposed to have it there.
Yeah, well, no, it's okay, because it's above my part of the apartment. We're going to install a hatchway from our living room up onto the roof, like so we can go up there directly.
No, you can't have a hatchway. You can't change and modify the way that the property is. You can't do that.
We're going to fence it off so people like you don't take our antennas down because that's illegal.
No, you
and that's
can't
government
do that,
property.
Sir, you know what? I'm just going to speak to Charlotte, who's on lease, and speak to her. Thank you.
Well, what? Are you going to transfer me again? That was fun. Thanks, Art. Hope you don't get kicked out for that. Oh, weird. This one isn't hanging up either. It's just keeps going. I wish she hadn't hung up. She was getting all mad at me. Damn it. Damn it, damn it. Okay, thank you, Art, for all the detail on that one. That was a good one. And I like that idea. Antenna space on the roof. That's a great idea. I could start telling people I'm putting antennas in the attic of you know, right above my apartment. It's my attic space, right? Okay, I think I have two more. But it's been an hour now, right? Let's see. Yes, it's been an hour and 7 minutes that I've been on the air. Therefore, it's break time. I need to go refill my water. And, let's take like a 5 or 10 minute break. I'll play a few songs. It's going to be good times. So, yeah, stay tuned. 5 minutes, maybe 10. Probably not 10.
Yo, this joint's called, I forget, Pony Swag.
Billy's and Gentle Corps.
This is for my bronies, ain't no phony. Shit that they can ferret out, no kill Coney. OG, realest hell flows from a crony. Shit, it's all love, every pony's a homie. Comely to homely, killing them in roadie. O's and talent shows, real talk, no baloney. Sonic rain boom, blown big up on the Sony. Ponies, don't fuck with them, you can blow me. Pinky me in a beat, dope, spitting and I'm posted. Sitting on the hood when I giggle at the ghosty. Spike type rap sheet, sizzle when I proceed. All my syllables are toasty. Equestrian swag, oi tards, it's a new type. No show venue, got me barred cause I'm too hype. Aloysius grill coin bars in the moonlight. Cutie Mark 6-point star and a boom mic.
Ponies, ponies, ponies.
Swag!
Ponies, ponies, ponies.
Swag! Swag! Swag!
Ponies, ponies, ponies.
Swag!
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Swag! Swag!
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh!
Swag!
Ponies, ponies, ponies.
With a heart so badly broken, despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken.
They had a way of making Halloween better and safer and more fun for everyone involved and completely non-offensive. It makes sense, problem solved. I didn't know there was a problem, but okay, and this probably won't affect my plans in any way, so let's see what they say. I read a little more, saw my kids could only trick-or-treat from 3 o'clock to 4. Decoration limit, 2 pumpkins per yard, and knives are dangerous, so they can't be carved. And no devils, or anything satanic or morose, and even nothing made of satin, cause it sounds too close. To make sure nobody gets offended or upset, we got some guidelines here for what costumes you can get. No witches, they promote witchcraft, as does Harry Potter Bewitched and the Wizard of Oz. No aliens, monsters, mutants, or cannibals, or werewolves. Wolves promote cruelty to animals. Vampires might make a kid too scared. And zombies are offensive to the living impaired. No Freddy, no Jason. In fact, they can't be characters from films they aren't old enough to see. No commercial characters like SpongeBob or Superman. And no ghosts. The sheets look too much like the Klan. Figure skaters show way too much skin. And Dora the Explorer is an illegal alien. Okay, so how about a duck? Anyone got a problem with my kid dressing up like a duck? Huh? We can't give out candy because it makes the kids fat. Just stickers and fruit and maybe that granola crap. I was stunned. Is this really how they want it run? It's politically correct and not a damn bit of fun.
I'm sorry, we can't allow that sound effect because it's too scary and might be upsetting to some of our younger listeners. No, I'm sorry. The evil laughter perpetuates the stereotype of the mad scientist. Oh, no, that's just sexist. Why does the victim always have to be female?
Surprisingly, with all the things they said we couldn't do, the letter didn't say a word about bags of flaming poo. So guess what I got planned, and I hope they understand, cause I'm throwing my own party and it will get out of hand. No one will be allowed in, unless they are wearing a costume guaranteed to offend. Maybe something like a walking pair of breast implants, or a priest with an altar boy hanging from his pants. People showed up, and I was very impressed with my guests, and how they decided to dress. There's Jess, she came as a messed up slut, and there's George Lucas with a lightsaber up his butt. And there's the most evil creature they say, a lawyer for the RIAA, and I dressed up like the Honey Nut Cheerios bee. What? The little bugger scares the crap out of me.
Now, do you really think a reanimated corpse is suitable for children? Okay, that's better, but can you try something a little friendlier? Yes, that's perfect. Now you've got it. Did you guys see Devo Spice's party?
Yeah, it was awesome. I went as a shoulder.
It was disgraceful and completely against the rules.
Yeah, it was, awful.
Next year, we're going to have to just ban Halloween for good and go right to Christmas, you know, that time of year.
That sounds like a good idea, but how shall we go about it?
Simple. We allow the residents to hang up their holiday decorations at the beginning of October.
Yes, that'll work,
Okay, moving on. Unit number 47's front door is off-white, not white. This is against the rules. I vote we fine them $500 per day until they get it replaced. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Now the tree in front of unit 23.
I need to do homeowner pranks. That'd be hilarious.
It's been suggested to me several times that I do homeowner pranks.
Well, shit, I never really got to do the walk-in freezer. I didn't get anyone to be mad about the walk-in freezer, so I almost think I need to just start doing some more tenants right now. Look them up on Craigslist. So, balls. Balls, balls, balls.
Okay, so this is one I've had for a while. I'm going to do... I don't know. This might take up the rest of the show, actually. I'm just saying I'm gonna do this request before I start on some more landlords. This could be good. All right, this was sent to me on September 2nd. It's been over a month now. This was sent to me by a guy named John John. Hi, Brad. I'm a big fan of the show. A big fan of the Snowplow Show, but have never interacted with the show. Here's a list of students at my community college that are signing up for Art Club. Hopefully, this will help out with some ideas for the show. Also, if you air this... Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay, so he sent me a picture. He just snapped a picture with his cell phone of this list of handwritten phone numbers. Top of the list, it says Art Association. And, I don't know, it looks like about 20 numbers. They're from all over the country. Area codes all over the place. But most of them are Texas, so I guess this guy's in Texas. So, I have their phone number, their names, and their emails. And they have signed up for Art Club. So the reason I haven't done this request yet is because I think this is a good request for a live show. Because I don't know what to say to Art Club people. So I definitely need ideas for this one from the chat room. Please give me ideas, chat room. And this is awesome, by the way. If you're ever anywhere, like when I was at Petco earlier this year, maybe it was last year, I saw that list of people bringing their, you know, signing up their pets for portraits. I snapped a picture of it. You should snap pictures of big phone number lists like this. That could be fun. Okay, RT says to say I found their furry porn Tumblr. So we're kicking them out. So I'll do that to the first person. First person has horrible handwriting. I think he's a male just because of the handwriting, but I can barely read his name. Wesley. His name is Wesley.
Hello?
Hello, Wesley?
Mm-hmm.
This is Gary from the Art Club here at the college.
Okay.
And, I just needed to let you know that, you know, we found your furry porn Tumblr, and we can't have anyone in the Art Club that does this furry porn stuff. It's weird.
I don't do that.
No, it has your name on it. It says Wesley Irwin.
No.
And it's disgusting, like all this furry porn.
It's not mine, dude.
And it's our job here to research the people that are in our various clubs. And he's gone. Guilty. Obviously guilty. You can tell.
Hey, if I'm not here, call me back. If I'm still not answering, send me a...
Okay, that was Wesley. I don't blame him for hanging up. I'd be embarrassed, too, if someone found my furry porn collection. Man, art people have horrible handwriting. Okay, this next one is a female. Her name is Catherine. Hopefully I'll get the right number, because it's really hard to read her handwriting. What's the next idea on the list? They are too fat for the class. Okay, yeah, I'm going to say that to a female. Maybe I'll get a girl to cry again. That sounds hilarious. Ask them to draw something and bring it to class. Like what? What should I ask them to draw? We know they're doing drugs. Oh, apply to be a nude model. Would have been better if I did this a month ago. Because they wouldn't know the people that run the art club. By now they know.
Leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message.
That didn't sound like a girl. I'm going to tell everyone I'm Wesley. I'm Wesley Irwin from the Art Club.
Hello?
Is Stephanie available?
Stephanie who?
How many Stephanies are there?
Ah, oh, dumbass.
What? That was a dumb question. Okay, here's someone named Laurel.
Please leave your message for 713.
RT has a good point. All these people are probably in school since it's midday on a Tuesday. Maybe it's stupid for me to be calling these. I don't know. I'll try a few more, though, since I've already started. But, I should probably save these for nighttime.
Hello?
Hello, Daniela?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Wesley from the Art Club.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, do you know when the next Art Club is?
Yeah, Ms. Gordon told me that it was going to be on Friday at 11.
Well, Gordon's a known liar, though. But Friday at 11?
Well, I don't... Yeah, that's what she told me. And I don't know.
Okay, Friday 11. It's the same place? Like, which place is it at?
It's at the art classroom, though. I think it's 101.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. And they asked me to call everyone from the list. They gave me the list. And they said to tell everyone that during the next meeting, we have to do nudes. Like, we have to, I mean, not at the class, but you have to bring a nude with you of yourself, like a nude self-portrait.
Of myself?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, bring a nude portrait of yourself that you've drawn.
Okay.
Yep. Everyone has to do it.
All right.
And if you don't, you're fired.
Okay.
They won't let you come back.
I have a feeling you're lying to me.
No, basically, it's like an admission ticket. Like, someone will be at the door collecting nudes as you walk in.
That is just plain creepy. I have a feeling you're lying to me.
And you won't recognize the guy at the door collecting the nudes. Don't worry about it. It's somebody that the art club people know.
That is just creepy.
No, don't. I'm not lying.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. See what you can whip up before Friday.
Okay.
Okay. It is required.
Okay.
And you will be fired from class.
Okay.
If you don't. Okay.
All right.
Have a nice day.
You too.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
She was awesome. Okay, so now we have a little bit of information. Friday at 11. So now we have to keep going with these. RT says, if you're calling as Wesley, tell the other members they have to draw furry art. Okay, so that was Daniela. The next one is, I think, Brianna.
She's hello.
Hello, Brianna?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Wesley Irwin from the art club.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, on the class that we're having on Friday, I'm working in the classroom today. They're having me call everyone from the art club and remind everyone that you need to do a nude selfie, a nude portrait of yourself, and bring it to class.
What?
It's very important. It's part of the. It's like a new thing we're gonna start. No, don't laugh. Because it makes me laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to bring a nude portrait of yourself and bring it to class.
Okay.
And there's going to be an older man at the door. He has red hair. He'll be collecting the nude portraits before you walk into class. And you won't recognize him. Don't ask questions. Just hand over the nude portrait and go into class.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Just, I need to let everyone know that. So, don't forget.
Okay.
Nude portrait on Friday, 11 a.m., room 101.
Okay.
Hand your portrait to the man with the red hair and the mustache.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. Okay, this isn't working out. This whole nude portrait thing. They don't seem to be buying it. Okay,
I'll do one more nude. I gotta do a nude for one of the males. Dust Bernadette wants me to ask them out as Wesley.
Hello?
Hey, Matthew?
Yes?
Hey, it's Wesley from the art class, Wesley Irwin.
Wesley Irwin. Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, nothing much. Hey, yeah, I just, are you going to be at class, art class on Friday?
On Friday?
Yeah, because it starts at 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll be working.
Oh, you can't make it on Friday? What time do you get off work?
No, I'm working in the studio.
Oh, okay, great. Are you the nude model?
No.
Okay.
Wait, what?
And then in the evening, Friday evening, what are you doing Friday evening?
Wait, what is this about?
Well, all right, basically, I just want to ask you out. We want to go out and grab a coffee, maybe a movie, get to know each other.
No, sorry, I'm taken already, man.
Are you into furries as well? I always get turned down every time. Matthew's never going to look at Wesley the same way again. Okay, quick chat room. What am I saying to this person? It is a female. Her name's Yesenia. Quick, tell me. Everyone wants me to do stuff with nude. Hello, hi, Yesenia?
No, this is her sister.
Oh, is she?
She has a number already.
What's that?
She has a new number right now.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just take that then. This is Wesley from her art class here at the college.
Oh, I can give you her number.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Tracy's one.
Okay. Is she, do you think she's in class right now, or do you think she'll answer?
I'm not sure, but you can try.
Okay. Good idea.
Okay.
I'm going to go stalk her now. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, hopefully.
Hello,
Yesenia?
Yes?
Hey, it's Wesley Irwin from art class.
Who?
Wesley from art class, from the art class on Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah, aren't you in art class?
No.
Oh, because you were in the
club or class?
Oh, the club.
Oh, the club. Okay, yeah, I signed up for it.
Okay, all right, yeah. And are you going to be there on Friday at 11 a.m.?
Oh, no, I won't be able to. I work that day from 7:30 till 6 p.m.
Okay, and what about the Friday after that?
I work every Friday. I have bank hours.
Well, why'd you sign up for it then, dummy?
I didn't know it was every Friday.
Where do you work at?
I don't know the meetings. First State Bank.
Bank. Okay. I'm going to call and do a reference check on you.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Is that all right?
Reference check for the art club?
Yeah. Just to make sure that you're not lying and just trying to get out of going to art club.
Okay. That's fine by me.
Okay. All right. Yes. We have to check that just to make sure.
Okay.
I'd like to congratulate you. On the sign-up sheet, you have very legible handwriting. I was able to read your name, your phone number, and your email address completely. I see you use Hotmail. What do you think this is, the goddamn 90s?
I mean, who am I speaking to?
This is Wesley. You'd know who I was if you came to class.
Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley Irwin. I'm the one that I always wear the furry t-shirts.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, because you're never in class, because you're always at the bank.
I don't have a class Friday, though.
not class. I mean the club. Sorry. We're going to do this new thing, and you're going to miss out. It was going to be amazing, because it was your turn to do the portrait. But you know how, like, some art classes, they have one student pose nude and then everyone draws them?
Y'all are crazy.
No.
I have to get back to class.
No, I got to tell you the rest of the thing that you're missing out on.
I have a class right now. But
look, we were going to switch it up. We're going to have the entire class get nude except for you, and you were going to draw the entire class nude.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Okay. Not really.
Are you sure you don't want to call in sick?
I'm positive.
What's that?
But I'm positive. I don't want to. Okay. I have to get back to class.
Hey, your sister gave me your phone number, so I'm gonna save it in my cell phone. Okay.
Who's my sister?
Huh?
Who's my sister?
I don't know. She didn't tell me her name. She just handed out your info all willy-nilly. She's like, oh, let me give you the number.
Oh, yeah, I really gotta go.
I'm putting it in my cell phone. I'm gonna save
it.
I'm gonna save it, and I'm gonna write, you know, the art girl club person who's gonna paint everyone nude.
Oh, my gosh, I gotta go.
That'll be the name. I won't even put your name in it.
Okay.
First name, art club girl. Last name, who will paint everyone nude.
Okay. You do that.
Have fun in class.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, that was the end of the official list, but now there are people who just write their numbers all over the page because there's no more room on the list. Up on the top, there's someone named Alicia. Wouldn't that be an awesome idea for an art class? I mean, maybe they do that, I don't know, but the entire class gets nude, and one person paints them. Teacher included. Everyone nude. Not checking my PMs, goddammit, train wreck. What do you think I am? PM checker? So, Alicia, everyone, what do I say to Alicia? Someone give me an idea for Alicia, which does not involve nudity. That's your challenge. Oh, yeah, and I'm gonna... Should I call that girl's job? I don't know. No, I can't do that. No. Something bad will happen. Okay, Dark Stranger wins. I'm Wesley, and Alicia is giving me the stink eye. I want her to stop looking at me. She's giving me snake eyes.
Hello.
Hello, Alicia.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Wesley Irwin from Art Club.
Yes, sir.
And I needed to tell you two things. Number one, I'm supposed to let you know that for your projects, you've been drawing on the wrong kind of paper, and you have to use canvas made from baby foreskins from now on.
Okay.
That was, you know, that was in the pamphlet that we passed out at the beginning of class. Dur. And also...
This is Art Club?
Yeah, this is Wesley. I'm the one that always wears the furry shirts.
I never went. I never got a pamphlet or anything.
Don't you come to Art Club every Friday?
No.
Oh, well, then Dark Stranger's idea doesn't work. Because,
I'm sorry.
It's just like, you know, whenever, you know, like, why'd you sign up for if you didn't want to come to the Art Club?
I never got a call or anything that said that we're meeting.
You know why? You want to know why?
Okay.
Because on the sign-up sheet, there are little squares where you put your name and everything, and you didn't put your name in the little square. You put yours up on top, like above everything. Like you wrote right through the title of the page, like a motherfucker. Like it says, Pirate Orientation 2014. She's gone. I really wanted to say she was giving me the stink eye. Damn it. There's only one left. All I can see is her last name, and I think it's a her because she has girly handwriting. And she wrote sideways along the side of the paper, not inside any boxes.
Hello?
Hi, this is Wesley from Art Club.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you've been coming, you know, Art Club, right? On Fridays at 11?
Yes. Oh, I was not told anything to go to a meeting or anything.
Oh, you never came to Art Club?
No. No one told me anything.
Oh, well, you know, on the sign-up sheet, there's, like, all these boxes, and you're supposed to put your name in the box and your phone number in the next box. And you didn't even use the boxes. You just signed up along the side of the page in the margin. And maybe...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that seems artistic to you. But we're a serious club, and we don't take well to anarchy.
I It was just because other people had signed up and there was no room and there was no other paper, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Like, I'm in this other class with you. You know me, Wesley Irwin? I always wear the furry shirt.
In which class?
Oh. It hung up. That was weird. She hung up in mid-sentence. I think she did that to make me think that the call disconnected, but I think she just hung up on me. That's funny. The people who didn't sign up in the boxes actually didn't get calls. Our class is serious about their boxes. Okay, well, that was fun. Thank you, John, for submitting that list. I think I got through to enough people. I'm just going to throw the list away, because otherwise I'll never get to it. Let me call her back one more time, that last one.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow.
Sorry.
Oh, what happened?
I was saying hello, but what class?
What happened? Why'd you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up, I kept saying hello and no one was answering.
Oh, yeah, likely story. Yeah, in that other class that we're in together, you keep giving me the stink eye. Like, you keep looking at me. You just keep looking
what
at me.
Class? All
and it's really irritating, and I don't know, can
what
you just...
class?
You know, in the other class, the first period class, the first, you know, first class of the day, around 8-ish, 8 in the morning-ish, maybe 9, 8, yeah, 8. But, God...
On what day?
You know, today, yesterday.
I don't have a class at 8 on
tomorrow?
Mondays.
Tomorrow?
Or Wednesdays.
Not Wednesday, but the day after tomorrow.
Thursday?
Yes, that's the one. Thank you. Sorry, I get tongue-tied talking to females. Yeah, just quit looking at me. God, why are you looking at me all the time for? Give me the stink eye.
I don't think I know you, sorry.
Well, what if you don't know me, why are you looking at me? Okay, she's gone. Now she's going to be afraid to look at anyone in class. She's going to keep her head down for the rest of the year. It's like, crap. I'm freaking people out by looking at them. Totally screwing up her self-esteem. And that's it. That's the rest of that list. It's the rest of the apartments. I think the show's over. Let me play two songs. I'm going to just kind of organize things here and decide whether or not I'm coming back. I don't know. I'll probably find a few landlord people on Craigslist, because I really want to do the walk-in freezer thing.
This is your brain on sunshine, sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open, if you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave, in the heat wave.
Putting in work on a perfect day, shirt soaked in the shade while I perspirate, heat waves from the pavement versus late, chirp cicadas and gaze in a purple haze, scorching tracks when the burner plays, pour the gas until we burn the place, percolate, burn ash that'll hurt your face, shot a crater through your posse like hot butane, not too tame, keep watch for cute dames, got boo spit exhaust like blue flames, stop dude, not gonna prostitute fame, too hot, we too great to stop, we too strange, smash, thwip, sniggity snicked, striking the country like picketing hits, lickety split, tickety tick tock, you don't stop, like lava that won't rock, the flow's hot enough to get the dregs from the basement, cooking some eggs on the pavement, with hot spit like Greek fest, smoking like girls on Queen Street West,
dip dip dive, I'm swimming to Shanghai, how cool mug moms, I'm a meringue pie, got the women on standby, waiting just to talk to me, about my feminist philosophy, when you learn to help, the girls will melt, when the racks are hot, the bra burns itself, yeah, we turn it out, and heat's the only thing we're concerned about, and that's check, I'm about to win in one turn, lamping on a rock with my skin all sunburned, yeah, which is the only way I suffer on the couch, with the tip of my tongue, putting words in your mouth,
Sweatshop, got me in a headlock, we let it pop till the block is red hot, next stop, chopping heads off, wanna get pops, hit the guy with a guest spot.
This is your brain on sunshine, sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. You please to catch a breeze. We're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave.
in the heat wave.
Sweat, sweat, work it out. Let me know what's on your mind and it don't hurt to shout. I'm on a purple drought, yeah, the green too. And these a couple things that put me in a mean mood. Would I seem rude if I rode through the club late? Didn't give you props cause of my drunk state of mind. I got problems, baby, no funds. I don't wanna get a job, I'm lazy. So I write my rhymes down, spin them with passion. Just hoping y'all can feel it, that's all I'm asking. 35 degrees and the sun is blasting. Basketball jerseys is still the fashion. I don't even know if they heard me laughing. Wipe the smirk on their mouth with a dirty napkin. Jay Busy got skills, I'm a world champion. I'm living in a sauna and not a mansion.
When Tim's on the beat, even in the heat, I got Tim's on my feet. Over zebra stripes from the sandal steez. Believe the hype from the scandal sheets to get dandled on the knee.
Our tongue is gonna be a hot one. Got drunk last night, but I'm not done. Shotgun, don't forget some. Rope pops, stop and cop tons. Ultraviolet, violent outcomes. Get that SPF against sun. Son, have you learned a lesson? Sir, yes, sir, it's need extra resin. So, who's bringing the heat? That melts popsicle peats into liquidy treats. Pitching the feet, then I kick up my feet. Take a trip to the beat to chill with the beat.
It's a dog day afternoon. The back room, be back burner, jack to whack the papoon. The back rooms with slap hands, crack the brew, fabricate rap tunes that you can't produce. Come on.
This is your brain on sunshine. Sun rays, the heat, raise the roof, roll your windows open. If you please to catch a breeze, we're cooking something fresh with a burner in the heat wave. In the heat wave.
Management.
Hello, I have a question. I'm a tenant over here at 2560 Orchard Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to find out about installing some extra electrical panels.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
What unit are you in?
I'm in the top, upstairs.
What number?
There's numbers. Oh, A.
That's 2560 Orchard?
Yeah, A.
What's your name?
Roy.
Okay, you're a current tenant there?
Uh-huh, yep.
At 2560 Orchard?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
I'm probably not on the lease. I'm just subletting from someone.
Oh, okay. And do you know who you're subletting it from?
His name's Steve. I just call him Buster.
Okay, we don't allow subletting, and I don't have a unit A, and I don't have a Steve or a Buster.
Well, it's in the top unit, you know, in the front. So which one's the front?
I don't know. I don't have a visual of it.
Okay.
So what's your concern there?
Oh, well, I'm converting my bedroom, or the main bedroom here. I'm converting it into a deep freeze, a walk-in freezer. And
I think you're probably pulling my leg here. What can I do for you?
No, of course not. No, I need to
at
find...
At 2560 Orchard, a place that you're renting, you're going to convert a rental unit to a deep freezer.
Well, it's just temporarily. I've been tacking up aluminum onto all the walls and floor and ceiling. And I'm installing the fans tomorrow. And
great.
What's
your phone number? And I'll call you right back.
I was just concerned about the electrical needs of a deep freeze, a walk-in freezer.
What's your number? And I'll check on maintenance for you and I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, is that going to be okay? Are they going to let me do that?
Well, I'm going to have to check with them and see. But I can't if I'm on the phone with you. So... What's
can
your
we,
name?
I can put them on three-way. If you have their number, I'll just three-way them in.
Yeah, why don't you give me your name and your number?
Why can't I just put them on three-way? What's the difference?
Because I don't have access to them at this moment.
Because probably you're going to like say bad things about me, and you're just going to talk shit and say bad things about me and like try and say I can't do it. You'd probably talk them into not letting me. That's probably your plan.
So what unit are you in again? The top one?
The front top.
Okay.
Front of the building.
I'm going to have a hard time calling you back if I don't have a number for you. I can't get them on the phone right this very moment, so if you'd like me to go ahead and call them for you, I'd be happy to. but I'm going to need a way to get back to you.
Don't
or
you
should
have...
I just use the number that's on caller ID?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Good idea, the one that's on caller ID.
Okay.
Way to use that technology, woman.
What was your name again?
My name's Roy.
Very good, Roy. I'll give you a call back.
Thanks. I know they don't have caller ID in kitchens, but congratulations on learning how to use it, even though you're a woman. That made her hang up for some reason. Bill Mann wants me to say I sleep in the tub or the fridge. Instead of the couch, start telling everyone I sleep in the tub. It's a great idea. Okay, so yeah, I'm on a Craigslist page for apartments. I just figured I'll call a few more apartments and then I'll quit. Give up. Okay, here's an apartment complex. And it has an address listed for me. That's good.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
The reason that happened just now is because people like to, instead of putting hyphens in between their phone numbers to, you know, separate the area code and the prefix and the suffix, they put periods. They think this is fucking Star Trek, and they put periods instead of hyphens, and then my stupid asterisk can't handle that. Doesn't understand periods. I know I can fix that. I'm just lazy. I haven't done that yet.
I'm property management.
Ah, fucking periods. Hello, ma'am. I'm a tenant here at the apartment complex over on 3rd Street.
Okay, great.
And I just calling about an issue.
Okay, what's the address where you're at, sir?
It's 144 North 3rd Street.
Okay. What's your issue?
Well, it's not an issue. I'm sorry, really. It's I'm converting the bedroom into a walk-in freezer.
Oh, great.
And I
appreciate your call, and I'll get back to you, okay?
And wait, you don't know who I am. How are you?
I actually do, because you're the same one that just barely called me about another
Oh, come on.
I know. You're tricky. Thanks for calling me.
All right. You got me. Damn it. I have to... Okay, I can't call that number again. Now she knows the first one was a joke, and I had her completely fooled before. Okay, here's another one, and it's the same people, a different address, same people. I'm going to have to find another city. Another city near there.
Hello, this is Corey.
Hello, I'm a tenant here on the 573 East 100 North.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
I just have a question about something I'm doing in the apartment.
Okay.
And I'm converting the bedroom into a deep freeze, a walk-in freezer, you know?
Okay.
And the entire bedroom is going to be just a big freezer when you walk in. And I've already done, you know, converted it, but I haven't... The electric company is saying, like, I don't have enough power, and I need to install another breaker box.
Okay.
In order to power the freezer.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to install, like, this big cooling unit on top of the roof.
Okay. For this apartment?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That wouldn't... I don't know if that would be... Okay, you're going to have to talk to the landlord.
The landlord?
Landlord.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
I have toothpaste in my mouth.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wouldn't know if... I wouldn't know if, about that.
Oh, well, why is your number on here then? I mean, like, who's the landlord?
The landlord is Redstone Residential. I can sell the contract, but about turning the bedroom into a walk-in freezer, I wouldn't know about that.
Well, I've already done it. I mean, I've already removed all the drywall. I replaced the drywall with sheets of sheet metal and stuff, aluminum.
Oh, for what apartment?
I'm 573 East 100 North. I'm the bottom apartment.
573 East 100 North in Provo?
Yep.
This is 573 East 100 North in Provo.
What is?
The apartment, the contract that I'm selling right now.
Oh, you're in there brushing your teeth?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. It's like you live there or you just go there to brush your teeth?
No, I live there in 573 East 100 North.
Well, I'm in the other unit. We're neighbors.
Oh, which, what address?
I don't know. I use a P.O. box. The one next door, though.
Oh, I see. Okay, the downstairs?
Yeah, yeah. And I've already ripped out all the drywall and the ceiling and the carpet.
Oh,
and
I thought you were, oh my gosh, sorry, I was so confused. I thought you, so you want this apartment?
No, I already live here. I live next door.
Okay.
And I've already converted the bedroom into a freezer, but now I need to hook up the electrical. And I think I'm just going to disconnect the oven and the hot water heater. And that should give me places to plug in, you know, my wires into the circuit breaker panel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And that'll power the freezer.
All right. So what? Where do I play in all this?
Where do you what?
Where do I play in all this?
I was just asking, like, can we have an extra circuit breaker panel? So, like, later maybe I can hook up my hot water heater and my oven?
Oh, yeah, that won't be a problem. Yeah.
Oh, and you guys will pay for it?
We won't be able to pay for it.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's all right.
It wouldn't be your... Sorry.
I'll be making a lot of money.
We're moving out in the end of November.
Oh.
So, like, yeah. I mean, okay. We wouldn't be able to pay for something that, you know, we wouldn't be able to use, so.
Well, no, it'd be for the next tenant. Like, for the next tenant would have an extra circuit breaker panel in their apartment. And a walk-in freezer.
I see. Okay.
I'd also like to find out.
How much would that run?
What's that?
How much would that run?
Oh, how much, like, for the extra breaker? Oh, the electric company says it'll be around $1,600 for the install of the extra breaker panel.
Okay.
And that'll include 20 switches. I'm going to get the 220-volt switches. So I probably it will convert the kitchen into a freezer eventually, too, and I can use that extra switch for that.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to chip in for that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to be bringing a contractor in later today. He's going to pour. He's going to pour cement on the floor where the carpet used to be.
Okay.
You know, so like when you walk in, it's a cement floor, like a real walk-in.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll pay for that. I'll pay for the cement.
Okay. So alrighty.
I have your permission for that, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. As long as it doesn't affect this apartment that I'm living in.
Okay. Well, no, it's the other one that you guys own.
We only own this one.
What's your name?
Corey Nielsen.
Oh, yeah. Toothpaste guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the contractor's at the door. I gotta go.
Okay.
Bye. All right,
you have a good one.
You too. I don't think he's buying it, but there's another number on this one for someone named Emily. Hopefully it's not Corey's wife.
Hello, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily, it's Corey over on 573 East 100 North.
Okay.
And I just had a question about this bedroom because we've converted it into a freezer, a walk-in freezer.
Oh, you just got off the phone with Corey.
Why do you say
I still don't...
Are you there with... or are you with Corey?
Yeah, I'm his girlfriend.
Ah, shit. This doesn't work then. Is Corey believing any of that, or did he not buy it?
Did he what?
Did
say
he
that one more time?
Did he believe anything I said, or was he not buying it?
No, he was buying it. We can't really... We don't have a say in that.
Oh, I see.
You have to talk to, yeah.
Well, don't let
you
on.
You have to talk to Amber.
Amber, okay, what's Amber's number? That's perfect. Quick.
Do you have her number? It's, if you look up on Redstone, Residential, the website, Amber's number will be right on the website.
Does Corey look sexy when he brushes his teeth and his mouth is full of toothpaste? You don't have to tell him that what I'm asking. Just answer. Yes or no. I won't tell him. Mouth full of toothpaste. Sexy. Yes or no. Emily?
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, I'm not going to answer that.
So it's a no then, right? Corey is...
No, I just...
No, okay, correct. I am correct. Thank you. Thank you
okay,
for answering.
Try to get in touch with Amber, and hopefully everything will work out.
Does Corey deep throat his toothbrush? She didn't hear that. Sorry, dark stranger. Okay, I'm about done, because I really need a Slurpee, and it's almost noon. Even though these aren't working out, I'm having fun at least. That's all that matters. Oh, look, this one has new carpet for me to rip out and replace with cement. But there's no phone number. Balls. Craigslist has changed things. They used to let me look for apartments only. Oh, wait. Here it is. No, that's no good. But now I have to look at apartments and houses at the same time. They changed things. They took away the little boxes at the top of the screen. I'm going to have to relearn how to use Craigslist, I guess. I'm sure the option's somewhere still. I just can't seem to find it. Here's one that looks fancy. But... There's no... Oh, wait. Yeah. Phone number. Here we go.
Thank you for calling the Residences at Mayfield. This is Danica. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm a tenant here, and I just had a question.
You're a tenant at Mayfield?
Right. Why is that so?
Okay.
Why is that surprising?
Because I don't have any residents here yet.
Oh, it's a brand new place?
Uh-huh.
I have squatter's rights, so you can't kick me out.
Okay, perfect.
You can't do anything about it. I've moved in. I've changed the locks.
I am so excited for that. And how did you get a phone line?
Where
are you calling from?
I'm calling from my cell phone, my Obama phone.
Oh, that's fabulous. I didn't know they were providing those yet.
Of course they are. They've been doing that for years.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, what can I do for you then?
It's cold in here because I don't have electricity.
Yeah?
And can I start a fire?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. That's all I needed then.
All right.
I'm glad you give me permission. I recorded this call, so if there's any issues in the future, I will have a recording,
and it
will be used in court.
I'm so glad.
Court against you.
Great. Do it.
You will be fully responsible for the entire apartment complex, anything bad that might happen as a result of my campfire.
Well, if it's just in your unit, it'll just take down one building.
That's true, yeah. Thank God there's hardwood floors in here, though. Because I wouldn't want to.
I totally agree. Well, and the better thing about that is they're not real hardwood, so good luck starting a fire.
Fine. I'm going to break a couple doors. I'm going to take doors off their hinges, and that'll be my firewood.
Oh, I don't have doors yet. So how did you get doors in your apartment?
There are doors in here. There's like closet doors and stuff.
No.
Bullshit.
No, there are no doors that are hung yet.
Okay, whatever. I'm gonna peel the drywall away, and I'll take 2x4s out of the walls.
Oh, that's you are so
resourceful. Resourceful.
Yeah, that's a great word for it.
Thank
or
you.
Crazy. Okay.
More resourceful than crazy.
I'm gonna go with crazy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you didn't lie this time and tell me haven't put the 2x4s up yet.
No, there are 2x4s in drywall, and they've been painted.
Yeah, they painted the 2x4s before they put the drywall up, right?
No, the drywall's been painted.
Ah, okay, all right.
And the 2x4s are just wood.
Okay, well, I'm freezing, so I gotta go.
Oh, I know, but I think that if you were to talk to somebody, that it would warm you up. Especially when you get heated.
Yeah, but you know what? Your
crazy
voice really is irritating and getting on my nerves, so I'm just gonna hang up, so bye.
Oh, good. That makes me really happy.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. I think I should start using this technique on local people to meet women. Start calling up apartment complexes and being psycho at them. They seem to like that. By the way, I have been reminded by two different people recently that I am supposed to start doing some elevator pranks soon. I really need to do that, because elevator pranks are fun. Basically, you can call a phone number, and you'll be put on speakerphone inside of an elevator, and you can talk to whoever's in the elevator, and nobody can hang up on you. It's impossible. You're just on the phone. It's the best thing ever. I've done those in the past, and they're a lot of fun. So, yeah, I really want to do those soon. Just do a themed show of elevator pranks. And it'll probably be pre-recorded, because, you know, you have to just sit around and wait a lot, wait for somebody to come in the elevator. Ooh, basement apartment. No phone number. God damn it. Another one with no phone number. Okay, I give up. I don't want to sit here and just bore the shit out of you people browsing Craigslist ads. So I give up. I had some fun, so I quit. I really wanted to do one more, but whatever. And Dust Bernadette is bugging me. He keeps saying, oh, it's time to quit the show. Please quit the show. I wanted to go a few more hours, but Dust Bernadette insists to quit the show. So I'm quitting the show. Show's over. Thanks for... thank you, Buster Casey, for sponsoring the show. It's Buster Casey's fault that I can't find anything on Craigslist. It's completely Buster Casey's fault that Craigslist changed shit around and I can't sort by apartments / houses anymore like I used to be able to just like a week or two ago. But yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you all enjoyed this. Be sure to check out all the other shows on Prank Call Nation at prankcallnation.com. Visit phonelosers.org. One thing I should mention, I did a secret show over the weekend, and the only way you can listen to it is if you're a subscriber to the secret show feed, or if you get on Reddit where someone posted the video to the secret show. Bunch of jerks there. But it's okay, it's alright, I don't mind about that stuff at all. I did an extra show, so you might not be aware of it, but it does exist. Ask around in the chat room or other PLA communities, they'll give you a link to it. It's a secret, though. It's a secret. It makes sense, right? Buster can't figure out how to do the RSS feed for the secret show stuff. You log into phonelosers.org, register, log in, and there's special feeds. Yeah, special feeds. But yeah, Slurpee time. Yes, Mr. Clay, Slurpee time. Bye.
Monstrous squid, and he saved my life, but I am too freaked out to Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.